What a week, what a week, what a week. At the end of this week's podcast, we'll have the entire Lon Helton visit here to the studio. Wow, that's all we can say. Stay after the closing jingle. That's wow.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I want you guys to think about something. Like, when we started this podcast, it was amazing that we could do this.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, I know.
Like, we had to go, we went to Chase Rice, who used that at the beginning of Ready, Steady, Go.
Ready, Set, Go.
Yeah, Ready, Set, Go. Yeah, we went to him and we're like, dude, where did you get that? That sounds like an old speak and spell. He's like, oh, man, I just, and he showed us where to go get it. And we're like, what? So we could write anything and the robot will say it?
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
And that's what we used it for.
And so that's what we used it for. And now I'm going to just throw this out there because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Because I think it's what they did. Randy Travis has a new song called Where That Came From. It was released today. It sounds amazing. It's the first new song from Randy in 13 years. I'm guessing that it is also an internet robot.
I think it's at least aided in some way. Mm-hmm.
It sounds so good. Randy sounds so good. And I'm not saying that Randy sounds bad now. It just sounds like old-time Randy. And it sounds...
Even someone who hasn't had a stroke, it's hard to sound like the old...
Right,
you know,
right.
You add that on there, of course.
So I think it is... I think it's assisted by AI. They're going to tell us there's going to be a big reveal on Sunday morning for CBS Sunday Morning. They've got an exclusive on it.
I love that show.
Me too.
It's so like...
Oh, when you get the little sun that comes up, even though the face is weird, but that... you get the trumpet.
You get the trumpet, yes. It always reminds me of the Teletubbies.
Yes.
The little face sun thing.
Yeah. Yes. But I do. I enjoy it as well.
Anyway, we'll find out, and then we'll talk about that on the radio show next week, and maybe we'll talk about it here on the podcast. What I would like to talk about, however, is something much more awesomer...
Larry's lawn and pond.
And there's the lark that Sue is riding around in there.
She throws
trailer.
It in reverse.
No, it's a mess. It's a wild ride over there.
Your dad is actually he's doing the lawn and pond right now. His yard sale.
Yeah, day one he took in $490.
Woo!
For day one. Now this is a 3-day event. Okay, this is like a President's Day sale.
Extravaganza.
And it's like mainly it's basically junk stuff out of his metal building, out of the shed in the back, and he's just selling it because I mean this is stuff that has value to people because
he has
can't
a lot
buy
of
this anymore.
I'm telling Dad, with the literally two presses of a button, I'm on Amazon and I can buy all of this way cheaper.
What about the because he mentioned the little wooden
nutcrackers. I don't know.
And he's saying they were, you know, still in the box and still pretty good and all that. And he's like, they're $40 or $100 if you try to buy them.
Yeah, well, he's selling for $20 a piece and he always sells them as a set. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing, man? You're not like, this isn't the Louvre. You're not like dealing with highfalutin art.
People do not go to yard sales and think that they're going to spend $40 on anything that isn't furniture.
I mean, I can get one on Temu right now for $16.78.
Ugh, brand new.
How tall is it, though?
I don't know. 32 inches.
I typed in 32 inches. A 32-inch wooden nutcracker.
He has these around the house. Like, so he buys Christmas ornaments after Christmas because they're cheaper. And then he just keeps in his head, he keeps like a running score of how many times he's gotten one over on a salesperson. And so he just keeps coming back, and he loves to tell you about it. Every time I'd walk in, this is new. Is this a new addition? Yeah, that's good. How much would you pay for that? Huh? How much would you pay for that?
Well, not how much right. do you think it's worth. How much would you
how much
pay
would you,
for
you? Well, this is nice. What this set you back? Well, what would you pay? I bet you, what would you pay?
I don't know. $20? Yeah, no. That's what they wanted.
Does your dad still actually haggle with people? No. Like, could you imagine?
No, yeah, no, dude, yes, his surgeries. He haggles about everything. Well, we're going to go in here and put in two into your heart and the pacemaker. And
Here's what I think.
What's a pacemaker going for nowadays? I'm sorry? The best, though, is Dad trying to sue.
Here, man, I'm going to slide this over to you. You take a look at that and see, you see, you see if you could do the old surgery for this.
Well, Ted's had that surgery done for a lot less. Well, this isn't Ted. This is you, Larry. Yeah, anyway.
Your dad's so awesome, man. Mm-hmm. He's like a fan favorite. People love when Larry comes on the show. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry's Lawn and Pawn.
That's the point. Now they're all fans of that.
Larry's Lawn and Pawn. Larry's Lawn and Pawn.
So much so that we had to find that and use that for Larry. I
don't know how he's doing it all. I mean, it's a lot of work.
It is.
He's 82 years old, and she's not helping. It's just unless she's like.
She's running the forklift.
Load it up in her lap and just let her just go back and forth. I don't know. But yeah. So two more days. That's right, man. He's been doing this for a week and 2 days. He's been
like getting it set up. And Zach has been helping, right?
Yeah, Zach went and helped some.
I'm expecting to get a text where you say, yep, I'm off to Cookville. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, I've been fighting it. I just really have.
It's going to happen.
You know, it's just like it may have to be. Well, I can't do it tomorrow. Zach's graduating tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
College.
And he's got a job lined up and everything?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought he did.
No, he had some, professors like, hey, you know, I know some people over at And so, yeah, no, nothing's, yeah. He's still, it's a terrible time to try to get into tech. The tech
coding
field.
And all that.
Yeah, coding, yeah.
That's why I always thought he would be such a great white hat hacker. Go to work for the government because he's really good at, he knows, man.
Yeah, he is really good at it. He's in the top of his class. And I think that it, you know, and I got to talk to him about it. I'm like, you worried about AI? He says, I am, but not until for another many years.
Even as a coder, he's not.
Yeah, because he said the ones people who are good, they still need them, and so you still need good.
Somebody's got to write the code for the AI to use.
It's a problem. The problem it's not the higher end of top 25% or whatever of people who do this. It's the lower. Those are the bottom 25% are getting it replaced by AI.
Mm.
And he said this is not here yet. He goes, but it will. I was like, well, what about the? Because you see him on TV. I think it's IBM, who they're promoting their AI coder. It's basically, it's meant to be like an aid to help you code. And he said it's not there yet either.
So I would also think that, you know, it's weird because I talked to a buddy of mine. I wish I could call him on this, but I can't. He deals in robotics. And in code, they oftentimes, especially AI, it's wrong so often.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And it's on purpose.
Why would it be on purpose?
I don't know. Keep talking, and I'll see if I can reach out to him. Oh. And,
that would be smart, though, if the guys that are – the humans that are programming AI kind of put a trapdoor in it.
Uh-huh.
So they wouldn't get to it. So there would be mistakes, so then it would never be
– Yeah.
100%
He said that a lot. You can always tell because it gets kind of bloated. Mm. The code gets real bloated. It'll work, but it's like it's not efficient. And so he says, you know, I have to go in there and kind of like.
Well, it's not human. It's way too. It's full of corporate speak. We got a congratulations for the Hall of Fame nomination this week, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But we got a congrats from somebody, and it was obviously written by AI.
Yeah.
I mean, watch this. I'll say, write me a short text message congratulating Carson on great hair. And, oh, it didn't even work. Stupid chat GPT. let me try it one more time. I had to change languages on my thing. I have to tell it to type in British now. Because for some reason, the dictation isn't working. Oh, so if you get a text message from me in like, if I'm saying, what color is this? If it's C-O-L-O-U-R.
There's a lot of extra U's in his life right now.
Hey, do me a favor. It's F-A-V-O-U-R. It's all that because it has to type all
my
dictation.
Oh, my gosh. Don't ask for aluminum foil.
Aluminium.
Yep.
Write me a short text message congratulating Carson on great hair. Okay. Now, what would you do? Hey, Carson, love your great hair. No, this thing. Hey, Carson, just wanted to drop a quick message to say your hair is looking absolutely fantastic. Little emoji. Keep rocking those locks. They suit you perfectly.
Suit you. Actually,
nobody writes like that, though.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, though.
Okay.
I know that.
I'll regenerate. That's the beautiful thing. You hit regenerate, and it says, oh, here we go. Hey, Carson, just wanted to say your hair looks absolutely fantastic. Seriously, it's on point. Another little okay symbol. Congrats on rocking such a great look. Is that something I would say to you?
No.
Rocking
no,
a great look?
But this is, I told you that show, The Circle, that it entered an AI player into it, and it's all done via messaging. It's basically looks like it's, they all DM each other, so they don't know each other in real life. And that's basically what that AI is doing. And the thing is, people are, because we're so used to shorthand texting that we're so quick and, you know, they have this guy who almost types too much, but they all fell for it because they loved it because, oh, he's the nicest guy because he was so bloated in his words.
No.
And none of them found
bloated.
Him.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Carson, just wanted to drop a quick message to say your hair is looking absolutely fantastic. Seriously, envy worthy. Keep rocking that style. I mean, if
see,
I liked your hair, I would say, hey, Carson, okay, your hair looks great.
Yeah, if that came from Bubba, that would be weird. But imagine if it was a chick I know peripherally through business, through our industry, right? And so we, oh, hey, I see her at, you know, a concert or something. But we're connected on Instagram, and she puts that in a DM. I wouldn't question. I'd be like, oh, that must have come from whoever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think it was AI.
Okay. So I talked to a friend who knows what's going on. I'm trying to let him know. The one that was, you know, saying, the robotic dude. And he said, yeah, I can't talk right now. I'm in the middle of a job. It's noisy and I'm in the middle of a bunch of people. So I also don't think he wants to put himself mm-hmm. out there. But he said, I definitely know that. There's lots of shenanigans that go on with coding for like AI and stuff like that. So, he's like, I'm honored though. Almost famous.
Almost famous. Speaking of almost famous, being nominated for National Radio Hall of Fame happened this week.
That's the craziest, dumbest thing ever.
You know, when Lon Helton, when he came in the studio, he's a friend of ours. I just thought he was just here to drop by and say hi. And Schaefer was expecting him, right?
Here's the backstory to that. So Lon reached out to me the day before and said, hey, I want to stop by and talk to the guys. I was like, okay, whatever. And he mentioned, hey, don't let them know that I'm coming. And I'm going, okay. So
what did you think it was?
I thought it was... And we can say this now because this is now public record. I thought it was going to be an announcement of us becoming an affiliate up in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Our Long Island
on
affiliate.
Long Island, say
on
it right.
Long Island.
Yeah.
I had no idea about the Hall of Fame. None. That never crossed my mind.
Meanwhile, I start texting everybody that works for Lon, and I'm like, y'all know why Lon's coming here?
Why is Lon here?
And they're like, oh, I don't know. Keep us updated.
Did they know?
Apparently they didn't know from him, but they had an inkling that Lon was coming, it was to say that. But none of them wanted to say anything to me until after it happened, and it was public.
They didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was.
Because we had Peter and Nancy. He said Peter and Nancy are going to call in, and I'm sitting here going, "That's news to me. Great. Okay, so that's why
Which
I thought it was going to be."
Made me think it was going to be Long Island.
I thought the exact same thing. I had no. It went, but then when he started talking, he mentioned numbers, and I'm in my head going. oh, this is the Hall of Fame. And then real quickly, I went, this is the National.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Country Radio Hall of Fame.
That's another reason why I don't think we get in the National Radio Hall of Fame. We aren't even in the Country Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We were.
Well, they're. I don't know.
Yeah, but that would be the most was big like, Dean Bubba thing, though, is to get into the National and then Country. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. We're not even in the State Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's because you're not old yet. Don't worry about that. You'll be true. There. You'll be fine.
We
and
are.
That's no offense to the people that are in there. It's just, you know. You
we're in the Dollar General Hall of Fame.
Yes, we are. DG. Wall of Fame, baby.
DGHOF.
You're in the Loveless Cafe Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we are in the Loveless Cafe. That was a real honor. It's a real honor. I did text Crook and Chase. I don't know if I did I tell you that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I texted them and just said, you know, congratulations. And I was actually texting Lorianne, and because she's better looking than Charlie is. And
I don't know, Charlie's got great hair, though.
Well, he does.
Charlie's got some of the best hair on planet Earth.
Well, his TV hair. It's some of his TV days. And he still has it. And he still has that voice. It's like, just ridiculous. Lorianne said, I said, all I put was yes. And she put, I want to mud wrestle you guys for it. Charlie.
Oh, wow.
She's so funny like that, though.
Charlie will operate the garden hose. The garden hose. He says garden. Love you and so proud of you. And then I put, I pray for that every day. She says, laughing my butt off. And so anyway.
She's the
what
best.
Did Charlie say?
I didn't text Charlie because he's not as attractive as
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I hope they win. I hope we do too. But I think
they're a lock, though.
I do too. They should be.
We would be a long shot. They are a lock.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing it for... Man, the Crook and Chase countdown has been around for.
Let's say we're on TNN for a long time. They had
does the radio
show
go the whole way back to the late 80s?
I don't know. We should call her.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Get a little history.
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's just always seems like it's always been around.
I'm sorry. If you don't know what that is the sound of a lark. Those little things that you know. Large people or old people have to ride on, and when it goes in reverse.
You can turn my phone up.
Yeah.
Bubba's here explaining what larks are.
Well, I mean, somebody doesn't know. There's somebody that doesn't
know what a lark is.
Lowest common denominator.
Is this the big man?
Hey, it's all of us. Hey, we're on the podcast.
Is this a butt dog?
No, it's not. By the way, you're on the podcast. So
everything's
live. We're on.
Everything is
just,
live.
I didn't heads up on you on that or anything. Just hey, how long? We're just talking about you guys and how we hope that y'all win and go into the Hall of Fame more than us. How long have you guys? How long have you guys been doing the show?
Okay, here's the thing. Charlie and I got together. We just last year we celebrated 40 years.
Wow.
40 years together.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've. I think we've been together longer than you've been alive. Is that correct?
No, pretty close.
Right at it, though.
Almost.
That's amazing.
Dude, that's so great. Wow. How did you guys get together? Was it like, sometimes radio were like, this is your new partner and you have to make it work. How did you guys come together?
Right. Okay. Well, you know, it was very cool. I mean, it's just one of those, crazy stories that you would think somebody made up, but here's what happened. I was this just rookie TV reporter and host. I had done my internship at Channel 2 here in Nashville and was, I guess, about a year in Wichita Falls, Texas, becoming a better reporter and TV anchor, and then was hired back in Nashville. All right, now, so I'm on TV, Channel 2 in Nashville. Charlie has his own television show on Channel 4, so we're competing a little bit. But see, Charlie also, you know, he was in radio since he was 13 years old, so he was also on WSM as well. So a producer named Jim Owens, a television producer producing national shows for years, saw each of us separately on TV. And he kept switching back and forth, and he thought, those two might be good together. So he got us together, Mr. Jim Owens, for a drink at the Opryland Hotel. And just to present the idea of doing a national show similar to Entertainment Tonight, but focusing solely on country. And I'm not kidding you, from that day when we walked out of the Opryland Hotel, we were all together, television, radio, everything you can think of, since then. And of course, I married that man, Jim Owens.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So did you guys start the television Crook and Chase before there was a radio Crook and Chase?
Yes, just a few years before. We were, we started syndication in television in 1983. And then it was around 86 or so that TNN, the Nashville network, started TNNR. Remember that?
That's before our time. We don't remember that.
yeah. Just hundreds and hundreds of stations. And so they tapped us to come do a show for them. So, wow. Yeah. So we've been pretty much our entire career on radio, television, or both without a break, man. We're tired.
That's awesome, though. I love that.
Not really.
The seeing Crook and Chase on TV, it's like I don't know. Me growing up in Cookville and listening to WSM AM with my dad, and it was...
They should rename it Crookville, by the way, in her honor.
Okay. They should not, but... but we would... I was listening to... did mornings on SM. Mine went blank. Legendary.
Old-timey. No clue.
Harold Hensley? I don't think he was doing mornings.
What do they call it? Simulcast off of television. Were they ever doing that?
Well, they had the Waking Crew.
Was it the Waking Crew
you were
talking about? Oh,
it might have been. Yes.
It was the Waking Crew.
Yeah, that was Ralph Emery for a while, and then Charlie did take that over for a bit.
Yes.
Later on.
Okay. All right. I knew I wasn't crazy. By the way, I saw Ralph Emery before he passed away. I saw him at the Publix. Oh no, it was at Kroger. And he had a jacket that had his name on it. It was like a racing jacket. And I was like, hey there, Mr. Emery. Well, he didn't have 2 seconds for me. He was just like, nah. I was like, that's exactly what I wanted. Wouldn't it be kind of gruff and don't bother me, kid? And he was exactly that. So, all right, so you guys are have you guys been nominated before?
You know, no, not for that. Now, we're in the Country Radio Hall of Fame, and we've won all kinds of different awards, as have you,
yeah.
I might add.
We're not in the country. So, we're not in the Country Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, you should be. You should. We'll do something about that, sir.
No,
but this is a first. And let me tell you something. I'm not kidding. And this is one thing we're talking about on our show this weekend. It's and I know you feel this way too, because when you go on the National Radio Hall of Fame site and you look back over the decades of all the people inducted, these are people like, you know, people you idolized and watched for so many years, like Dick Clark. He became a friend later on, and we produced some things together.
Oh, cool.
Michael Jackson oh my goodness. I mean, it goes on and on. The great, legendary newsman who influences reporters and anchors today, Edward R. Murrow.
Right.
All
yeah.
these amazing people. So just think about it. For all of us to even be considered in the same sentence with them.
Bob Hope.
Pretty amazing.
I mean,
Costello.
Evan Costello. Stern.
There's some crazy names on the list. And that whole thing, that's why I'm like, and, you know, they were saying that they whittled it down from a couple thousand names and down to the 24 of us.
I didn't know there were a couple of thousand people left in radio. I thought it was.
Everyone's nominated this week.
Didn't know.
Good point.
Wasn't sure.
Good point.
Well, tell Charlie we said hey, and we send our best. And we're rooting for you guys to go into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, we are going to be there either way. I believe they're announcing early, maybe in a couple of months. And whether we are the chosen ones or not, obviously, if you are, and we're pulling for you as well, we will be there either way to throw our underwear and standing ovation and applaud. How about that?
Okay, well, that sounds... I'm not going unless I win. What are you
talking about? And even then, it's up in the air.
Yeah. June 17th is the announcement. Thank you, Shepard. June 17th will be the Hall of Fame announcement.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
All right. Lauren, thanks. You got some lame weekend show, I'm sure, coming up. It's full of Morgan Wallen.
You guys, you are so naughty in a way that I absolutely adore.
Wow. Well, I'm just going
to
remember.
Didn't know
that.
We knew that.
By the way, Dee's blushing right now to that comment.
Hi, Lauren. We love you. See you later.
Love you. Okay. Right,
take care. Bye bye.
Oh, by the way, speaking of, do you see that Chiefs down on Broadway put a sign up and said, all it says is, don't even think about it. You're no Morgan Wallen. Big weekend for downtown Nashville. Ooh. My gosh. Expecting like 100,000 just extras for down on Broadway in Nashville. You got Morgan Wallen.
It's already normally like 50,000 people anyway every insane. Weekend.
So you got Morgan Wallen doing three nights in Nissan Stadium. Well, last night was the first night. Then you've got the Preds in the Stanley Cup playoffs, game six. Then you have a concert at the Ryman. You have the baseball. The Sounds are playing. I don't know if they're going to get the game in with the rain. And then you have soccer at Geodis Park, which isn't downtown, but still you have people who are just in town for it.
That's 25,000 people.
And then they go down to Broadway. And then you just have people who are Broadway, people from Ohio who are just like, we just can't get drunk.
And so then you got all the bachelorette parties and all that other stuff. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's easily going to be over 100,000 people.
It's like Mardi Gras weekend. It's basically
what it is. It reminds me of when the Cup Final was in town and CMA Fest at the exact same time, the same weekend back in 2017.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm supposed to go downtown tomorrow night to go see Tracy. And I love me some Tracy Lawrence, but
you're just thinking about fighting. Oh my!
I don't want to fight that. And then I got a fight coming home because I live by Geodis.
I was going to say the bad thing is you got all the. That's true. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh my gosh! I'm just going to hide in my house.
Then you can't even Uber it because with all that going on, an Uber is going to cost you $85 to $100 bucks each way.
We have the audio from when Lon Helton came in this week and surprised us with the news that we also nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. It's coming up, but it was a
shout out to Peter, really shout out to Nancy, shout out to Lon, everybody who had an idea of what was going on beforehand. It took a second whenever they mentioned it for it to sink in.
Like, I think at one point I went, "What?"
I thought Dee blacked out for like a second and a half.
I was really expecting like the country. And I'm not taking it, but it's different than national.
That would
radio.
Be a logical next step for something like that.
And that's what I thought. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he said, for the National Radio Hall of Fame. I'm like, what? Anyway.
Yes, exactly. So, did we cover everything?
There's Lon.
Covered
Lon,
that.
Yep.
Covered the Lark. Yep. I think we're good to go. Garrett, you have anything to add to all this? You've been silent this whole time.
I've just been listening.
Yeah.
You know, you guys carried it.
So.
I have a banana with a face on it. I mean, we're pretty much, we've got it all done. So, with that.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's okay.
That's okay. You can listen to the regular show
back
on the radio.
This
was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
You can listen to the regular show
on
the radio every day.
Oh, it was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
One of our favorite guys on the whole planet is Lon Helton, and he's just walked in the studio and was like, hey, guys.
He grabs headphones, sits down in front of the microphone so he knows something's going on.
Oh, you're about to count down the top hits of the week for us?
I actually have a couple of guests from Compass Media Networks. Peter Kosan and Nancy Abramson are here. You guys with us?
Oh, hello.
Well, what's going on?
Well, actually, we have a little bit of news. It's going to be announced a little bit later. But Peter Kosan has sold Compass Media Networks. and I've bought it.
Okay.
And you now work for me.
Oh, great.
Hi, boss.
Did you sell a five of your vets?
That's right. No, six, actually. Six. Peter drove a hard bargain, and I'm just here to say welcome to my new family.
Well, thank you. We're glad to
and,
be here.
And I'm here to talk a little bit about pay cut.
Okay. So, we hear that.
It's always that.
Always there. What in the world is going on?
Well, we do have a little bit of news for you. A little bit of background, I guess. every year, there's a group of about 25 people, most of names you would recognize, radio professionals, and Nancy Abramson from Compass Media Networks and I are both part of that group. And we started talking, I guess, about 2,800 people in radio, broke that down about 70 or 80, and then we get on a conference call and talk about those 70 or 80 people. And we whittle that down to a list of 24. And then those 24 names go to another 400 people who make a final decision. But we are all deeply honored to tell you guys that Big D and Bubba is one of the names on that list of 24 to be voted on for induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
The National?
What?
Wait, wow, the National guys. Radio Hall of Fame?
Correct. Wow, that was like goosebumps. Like literal goosebumps.
So we're in the final 24?
That is correct.
What?
Yep.
This is like who's on that list? Who is it? Like who's on that list?
Well, now, this we is can't like tell
all,
you yet.
This is no, not on that list. I mean in the Hall of Fame list.
Well, right now
Vaughn's in the Hall of Fame.
You.
I was inducted a couple of years ago. I was honored to be inducted. There are only like six. There are about 320 people in the National Radio Hall of Fame. Only six are country radio broadcasters.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, for the first time ever, this has always been kind of bounced back and forth between New York and Chicago. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, for the first time in history, it won't be in one of those two cities. In September, it's going to be here.
Oh, nice.
In Nashville.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited to be able to bring this whole thing, all these broadcasters from around the nation to Nashville
for sure.
September.
Oh, nice. So, well, what a huge honor.
Yeah, I'm literally, I'm a little shaken. Like, that's crazy.
Peter, did you have to pay for this?
No, but we make the joke all the time that, oh, well, this is the show that'll keep us out of the Hall of Fame, that kind of thing. I mean...
Wow, what a real honor. You know, Bubba and I, and it's what we love about Peter and Compass, and love about you, too, and Charlie as well, our bud Charlie, is that we're all fans of radio. Radio is a magical medium. It is, I mean, legit magic. When you have a signal that goes invisibly through the air, and you can pick it up and listen, and it's in great quality, and you have entertainment, and you can call them and talk to them and be interactive. There's no other medium like radio.
And it's free.
And it's free. And it's free. Unless we, you know, con you into being part of our VIP program. Don't fall for that. I'm kidding.
By the way, we have mugs for sale.
shopbigdandbubba.com.
Wow. This is this is crazy.
Yeah.
The National Hall of Fame is that's a different animal.
To even be in the running is
that's
crazy.
Insane.
Well, I mean, the biggest names in broadcasting, I mean, if you think about it, more than 100 years old radio, and there are only 320 people in it. It really is a very exclusive place, if you will. It's for people who have made an indelible impact on listeners and on radio.
Yeah.
And you guys are definitely in that group.
Oh, well, geez. We're going to get all plubby here.
Yeah, Ron and I were just so excited. You know, as Lon said, we're on the committee, so we get to do the honors of telling the various hosts. It's from the company we work with. So Lon wanted to, do it personally, and Peter and I said, can we come on the call?
Oh, that's so cool. Thank
you. I'm looking at the people. Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello are in the Hall of Fame?
Art Bell.
Art Bell is in the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
That's rare air, man. It's like I said. It's when will we find out if the when the 24? When do we find out when we're not in it anymore?
Enjoy this period, fellas.
Right. Just in case this is it.
Schrodinger's award.
Well, the bad news is you have to keep this to yourselves until May 1st.
May 1st.
It's going to be announced May 1st. Then the ballots go out to about, like I say, 400 people around the country. Radio people, top radio people,
yeah.
And they will vote, and then six people are the top six vote getters will be inducted.
Wow! And this can be held in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
September.
Well, 19th. They know that you wouldn't travel.
Yeah, I sold my plane. I can't. I'm not taking commercial airplane. Lon, you're the best. Just speaking of true pros, man, and you being in the hall, and it's, you know, we've had a long friendship for many years, and it means a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure to come over and be able to tell you guys in person.
Thanks, guys.
You guys should be very proud because you ultimately did it your own way on your own terms.
Thank you. Yep. Well, we're kind of forced to, but yeah, we had to do something.
Well,
you're unemployable, but that's okay.
I'll give the inside baseball a little bit, but there were like a couple slots left, and we had to make the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I said at the time was. This group was, it's one thing to do something once and have success at it and do well. Not that it's luck, but, okay.
Yeah.
But to do it twice, to have success twice, and we kind of outline your journey through syndication with another company, mm-hmm. and you left there to do your own thing. And so you guys have done it twice, and that doesn't happen by accident. Just in case success does happen once by accident, you don't do it twice by accident.
Yeah.
And you guys have earned it. You've worked hard for it.
We're blessed.
And so it's a
blessed for sure.
So congrats.
Thank you. Nancy, we love you. Tell Peter, slap him right there.
I love you.
Love
you too. I'm very proud of you guys.
So love
you all. It's been so hard to keep it quiet. Oh. So, yeah.
Wow, this
after
is
May 1st, they'll send out a press release.
Oh, it's so
and
exciting.
And then you can... and you'll get a letter probably before then, the official letter from, Dennis Green and Craig Kitchen, who are the co-chairs. And then after May 1st, you could do whatever you want, talk about it on the air, get all your, social media. We got to get all our friends who we think have ballots to vote.
Yeah. And then we bribe them to vote for us. That's the way this works.
Correct. That's what you do.
All right.
It only costs me like $180,000.
Thanks, guys. I love you. Thank you.
All right, Lon, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well done.
I know.
I talked to him.
All right. You're on your own now. You got to carry this on your own.